Well, good morning and welcome into Gardening in the Ozarks on a, I would say, a warm Saturday morning, wouldn't you, Vicki?
I'd say it's really warm compared to what we've been having.
We got 80 degrees this morning under clear skies. That's forecast, mostly clear. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, high to down around 90. There's nothing on the Taylor Hearing Center's color weather radar this morning. It is all clear. Bull Show, 6 units on, 678.52. Norfolk, 2 on, 565.99. 0.08 in the rain gauge. A lot of noise for no more than 0.08, but a noisy Friday evening. 89 the high yesterday, 67 the low. 80 is the current. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 70 degrees. Sunday, mostly sunny. A 20% chance of thunderstorms on Sunday. And a high of 92 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low around 70. And Monday, hot again, 92 degrees. And a 30% chance of precipitation. A couple of big remotes today. And this morning, we are broadcasting from Brand Source. Big Customer Appreciation Day. And Tim is standing by. Tim, good morning.
Cool.
Good morning, sir. And I tell you what, we're starting out great. Have several people come in, but they're stopping outside and checking out the winners from yesterday's Bomberfest barbecue cook-off. And of course, is Brand Source here, Mountain Home, and the Big Green Egg. Now, David, the egg doctor outside, we're going to try to get him on here and talk a little bit about his win yesterday. But he's creating up some samples out there, and I hope he does some of that meatloaf that he served up to the public last night, because he did that right on the Big Green Egg, and he's going to create some stuff for us to try today. Plus, they're doing hot dogs out there for everybody, so come on by and check out the Big Green Egg, because they've got an egg excellent display just inside the door here. All different sizes. They've got the nest for it. As you can tell, I'm a big fan of the Big Green Egg and everything you can do with it. Come out and become a fan yourself. Check out what they could do. They can smoke, they can bake, they can roast, they can grill on the Big Green Egg. And you can't miss their display, because they've got this green and white old ambulance out here. All the lights work on it and everything, and they've got a great display. Stop and say hey to David. They come in here, $650 in the treasure chest, and register for some door prizes they'll be giving away. But need to get here before noon. That's when we're going to pack it up and head down the road. We are at 700 Highway 62 East here, Mountain Home. It's right across from Hobby Lobby. You'll see the KTLO Classic Hits in the boot car right out front. Come on inside, win this money, and try some samples from the Big Green Egg, Bob.
You got it. 425-5522, 888-884-0364 is the phone number for Gardening in the Ozarks. Phone lines are open. Email address is Vicki@KTLO.com, and back in a minute.
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I am Micah Spaulding. On behalf of my parents, Captain Jay and Jamie Spaulding, thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.
What single quality builds respect deeper than any other? What brings security in relationships? What characterizes those who always seem to succeed? Consistency. I'm Renata Jenkins-Byler, the third generation at Roller Funeral Homes. We work hard every day to maintain that consistency with respect, steady service, and security you can count on today, tomorrow, and since 1881. Roller Funeral Home, with all our respect.
Car Wayne's Nursery is celebrating summer. Come check out how we stay cool even though our inventory is hot. Carl Wayne's Nursery has the area's best selection on trees and shrubs. With our Wheel of Savings spinning, you get to spin in the savings. Be sure to check out Carl Wayne's Nursery's fountains, bird baths, and statuary. There's something for everyone in our 5,000-square-foot showroom. Come visit us on Highway 5 South, or give us a call at 425-6966.
425-5522, 888-884-0364. The email address is Vicki@KTLO.com. Now that fall is over, Vicki, I guess we get back to worrying about summer, huh?
No, it's crazy. We're thinking, especially last couple of weeks, we thought, oh my goodness, it looks like an early fall, and I was rather happy about that. And my goodness, has that gone out the window, I think, probably, because we're back into the doldrums of summer, and maybe as a matter of fact, we'll have a longer tomato growing season. I know some people's tomatoes have put out absolutely wonderful harvests this year and have been incredibly good. The fact that we've had an exorbitant amount of rain, it seems like, and really perfect temperatures. And they kind of pooped out, I guess, recently. But now I think with the new resurgence in the heat, you'll have to start supplementing your watering schedule, which we haven't really done at all. We've been spoiled this summer. But if you've got plants that are growing and striving, especially in pots and things like that or in shallow places, you'll need to carry on with the watering. And you might want to actually add to your mulch. A lot of the mulch that we had that we presented and put in the early spring and summer this year has been pretty well matted down or washed terrifically by the torrential rains, and last night's thunderstorm was rather interesting because it was a lot of thunder and a lot of lightning. But that being said, you may want to pull back some of the old mulch, and fall is a really good time to add. I would not add a whole lot right now, but I would amend it probably, because if it's going with the water we've had and the kind of mulch that sometimes has a problem with mold and mildew and yuck, then I would make sure that you clean it up and put some fresh down, because it wouldn't hurt, and I'm sure your plants will appreciate it. We've got a caller.
Let's go to phone lines and line five. Vicki, go ahead, please.
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm anxious to find out. I have country, and I have a huge area of irises, and I've prepared the soil for this fall, and I wonder if I need to amend the soil with any blood meal or anything else.
For the iris bed?
Yes, ma'am.
I wouldn't think so. If you've had a good crop, an early spring would be the best time to do that, and then you can put down blood meal. If you're having bug problems, though, I will mention, and this goes for a lot of different plants, you can put down blood meal as opposed to bone meal. It helps the soil, and it also deters a lot of the pests because of the smell. But if your iris have done well, then you're in good shape and enjoy.
Well, thank you. They're absolutely beautiful. They get bigger every year in the fall. So blood meal is the thing to do.
Yeah, and next spring then put down bone meal. You're breaking up.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I hope that I would put down bone meal next spring, and that's when they'll take off and growing. And now is the time to, if you have a lot of iris, is to cut them back, cut the fans back or the leaves back to about one-third, and give them a rest. And, of course, about every 3 to 5 years, you need to consider digging some up and separating them, because they do get overcrowded and won't bloom as well. But if you're not having any blooming problems and they're doing fine, then enjoy and have at it.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks. Send us a picture of your blooming iris next year.
Okay, thank you.
We'd love it. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
425-5522, 888-884-0364. The email address is Vicki@KTLO.com.
Well, remember that potatoes, by the way, will continue to grow. This is a total different subject, but will continue to grow as long as the tops are green. So if you've got potatoes coming up, this should be a pretty good season for them. I hope that there wasn't a lot of rot because of all the moisture. If you hopefully have not had that problem. So you can dig as many as you need to use, and then the ones left in the ground will keep fine while the tops are green. So don't be in too much of a hurry to have to dig those up. There are a lot of things we can do. We've been kind of talking about the fact that it's a good time of year to look into planting another fall garden. And with a soil as warm as it is, you should have good germination. Now, that being said, this is kind of I don't know what to say. It's a kind of a difficult time, because now we've gone into heat, and sometimes heat will mess up your seedlings. Make sure that you might have a shade cloth or something that you can kind of cover them with. If we're going to be in the 90s again, and so if you're starting your seeds for your fall garden, just make sure that you can provide them with some moisture, and also can keep them kind of protected so that they will germinate. Your germination will be good. It's a great time. Last week we talked about kale and spinach and leaf lettuce and things like that. Hopefully you've saved some of the seed. That's one of the things that if you didn't do this year, you might want to make a note of for next year. You know, in the spring, we get into such a a rush to plant everything, and we just sometimes overplant number one or plant all the seeds in one packet. And it's really a good idea to portion out that seed either in thirds or in halves at least, and save half of that because number one, you can continue to plant through the spring, which will continue make you have and I'm talking about things like lettuce and arugula and beets and carrots and radishes and all those things that come and go so rapidly. So you can replant in a couple of weeks. So save the seed so that will happen. And then the fall, you'll have some seed left over too for kale and leaf lettuce and all those. You can have another pea crop and all sorts of things. Green beans, and I think green beans from my friends have said they've been just had wonderful luck with beans this year. So there's a lot of things that you can do. I did have a couple people ask me what happens to plants during the eclipse. I'm always calling it the ellipse, but it's the eclipse, which of course if you've been on this planet you know that it's happening this Monday,
or your turnips will die.
Yes, it's that brief period of time.
Goodbye, you know, turnips.
You know, it is. There are a lot of spooky tales about the fact that during that period of time, animals go kind of wacky. It's only 2 minutes and 47 seconds in it or something like that. It's not a very long time. But I did do some research, and they noted, and this is interesting, that some of the things that I found, one of the things was in Mexico, for the observers for the 1994 eclipse noted that certain spiders during the eclipse took down their nets, their webs rather, and that they had built, and within 1 minute of totality they had taken them all down. I don't know if everybody stood around and watched them or how they got this statistic. And this response also happened in another group of spiders, but then some spiders, they said, they just didn't pay any attention. So it's kind of an interesting phenomenon, I guess. And they said in India, what they did is they were doing a study to see if chlorophyll concentration was affected by the external factors, including the light intensity. And what's interesting is they collected leaves of a wild plant the day before the eclipse, and then they collected them the day of and after the eclipse. And during a totality, it showed that the most prominent variation in reaction to the changes in the environment was the fact that, of course, photosynthesis stopped. And as you know, photosynthesis is the chlorophyll that creates the pigment of the plants that makes it green. It's very complicated scientifically, and I think it's fascinating that they're all sitting around figuring this out. But anyway, I don't think it'll hurt. I do know that it'll be interesting. It'd be interesting if you've got plants whose flowers fold up during the night, and they did indicate that a lot of them, as the eclipse comes on, and during that brief period of time, they will close up, and then they'll reopen, of course, as soon as the sun comes out. But we're lucky to have the light because that does what makes them grow. But I don't think they're going to set a whole lot of our ferns back or anything like that. Just be careful, and as everybody's telling you, don't stare up into it. One of the things I thought we'd talk about today, one of my favorite topics, and that's, of course, herbs. I love them. I think that if you have not introduced your garden to them and yourselves, it's worth trying. They're such a wonderful addition to any kind of cooking. And I just like them because they are very, for the most part, really hardy, pretty plants. They add incredible visual texture, and the aromas of most of them are so delightful, and you can mix them and match them, and it's just a fun thing to have. And they're very healthy also. And I think that when you grow them yourself, you'll be amazed at the essence of them. The fresh ones that you grow yourself are so much more delightful, I think, than the dried ones in the jars at the store, which of course help supplement us through the winter years. But fall is a really good time to do some planting in a ground or in pots, and I have found that pots work really well with herbs also. They also have the added distinction of repelling pests, a lot of them, because they're very aromatic. Rosemary in particular is a an herb that really works well in the garden, number one. And number two, is a very good neighbor for a lot of different things and keeps pests away. But parsley is one that, of course, if you haven't grown, and I do like the flat-leaved parsley as opposed to the curly leaf. The curly leaf is pretty. I think it's a beautiful plant. I think for use in your kitchen, the flat leaf is a lot better and tastes a lot better and is much more aromatic. Both of them are easy to start from seed. I would suggest that you soak the seed overnight before you're going to plant them, because that will help their germination, because sometimes they're kind of slow to germinate. And one of the things that you can do with parsley, as well as so many other things, is you can let some of them, the plants, go to seed. It is a biennial. We're going to talk about biennials in a little bit, but it is a biennial, which means that it comes up the first year, and then it'll come back the second year from that initial planting. It will not go to seed. It will just come back. That next year, you want to let it go to seed, because what happens is if you let them go to seed, which means they bloom a little bit with just an insignificant blossom toward the end of the season or the end of their season, and let them go to seed, let the seeds fall from the blossoms, and those seeds will come up next year. So you're going to have kind of a continuous crop, which is always nice. And they always seem to come up a little bit earlier than and easier, and seem to be a little bit stronger, I think, when they reseed like that, than starting from scratch. So parsley is something to really think about growing, and it's a very good thing for your health also. Cilantro, which you either really like cilantro or you really don't like it. I happen to really like it. I love the aroma of it and the taste. Some people don't. But it's one of those herbs that needs to grow early in the season. And so you can plant it for a fall crop, because it loves cool weather. It does not like hot weather, and it will poop out during hot weather. So it's really lasted a lot longer this year than I can remember it ever. It's still doing fine in the garden. It is beginning to go to seed as the days have been a little bit warmer. But cilantro is just great, so you can start that. And then there's the ever-present mint, which is amazing, and of course comes back year after year, and you will enjoy that. And then the other thing is rosemary. I do not know if we're going to have any herbs available for sale in, you know, already growing. I don't think we did have last year available. If they're available, I would certainly suggest that you plant some rosemary and lavender if you have an opportunity. The two varieties that I really think are the best for our locale as far as getting through the winter is the ARP, ARP rosemary, if you can find the named variety. Or for lavender, you want the phenomenal. It's a phenomenal. They are bred to not only go through our warm summers, but they're also bred to take our winters when we have a hard winter. That's the main thing in getting them going. Put them in a really well-lit spot. If you can, put them where there's really good drainage is important. And if you have rosemary, I found that if you plant it next to the house, your cement blocks foundation, or next to rocks, which retain the heat, they'll have a much better chance of getting through the winter.
23 after the hour of 10, we're broadcasting from Brand Source this morning, where you can get all kinds of deals on furniture, appliances, mattresses, recliners, and more. And Tim is standing by. Tim.
Thank you, sir. And we are at Brand Source again. This is 700 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. We're right across from Hobby Lobby. And tell you what, you won't be able to miss it today. There's a big green and white ambulance out front. It's the Big Green Egg. And the winner is Dr. David from the Big Green Egg and Mountain Home Brand Source. Congratulations on your big barbecue win yesterday.
Thanks. That was amazing. Great to be here. What a great event, too. I'm so glad I could come in and be a part of it.
It's great to see you here. Now, I tell you what, I got to sample that meatloaf yesterday you were pulling off that grill. Smoker, grill, baker, what is it? You know, but it was incredible.
It is, and it is. Well, you answered all those questions. It is a grill, it's an oven, it's a smoker, and that meatloaf, I tell you what, it's a game changer. Smoked for 3 hours, a little bit of cherry wood. Just, folks, if you're at home, take that recipe your mom gave you, your wife has, throw it on that smoker.
I had a bite, I took two steps, I turned around. Can I have another one? And I took three steps, I turned around, one more, and then that brownie piece.
Tell you what, it doesn't have to have smoky flavor with the Big Green Egg. It burns clean, efficient, and those brownies, I'm telling you what, they taste like they came right out of the oven.
No, are you just cruise around winning these competitions?
No, actually, I don't. Really, we don't compete. I'm more about going out to local dealers and sampling for the community. This just happened to be a chance to participate, and honestly, it was my first time doing something like that. But I won't take credit. I'll give it to the egg on that.
Give it to the egg. There you go. Hey, what an excellent display you've got inside here, too.
Awesome. They've got a lot of sizes. There's a size for every group, whether it's, you know, mini max, great for travel and camping, the extra large if you're feeding the whole crew, big family get-togethers. I mean, there's something for everybody. You should come check it out.
I saw some cast iron over there with the big green egg on it, too.
There's so many accessories you can get. Cast iron, great for steaks, grill marks. I'm reverse searing some tri-tip today. I hope the folks can come out and try it. We're going to smoke it low and slow at 250 and then sear it at 750. It's going to be amazing.
Nice. Well, have you got a few samples out there? You're doing some hot dogs for the folks too, huh?
Yeah, the hot dogs are free. I'm doing samples, a lot of samples of everything. We got breakfast casserole now. I'm going to have some applewood grilled pork chops. We talked about the tri-tip, delicious chicken breast. So I'm not really a schedule. You know, while supplies last, great. We're going to have hot dogs for everybody. So come on out and check it out. Love to see you.
Dr. David, thanks, sir. Now, come out and see the egg doctor. He's outside. And now you need to come inside too. I neglect to say, we do have $650 in the treasure chest, and that's a long way to getting a new green egg, isn't it?
Hey, that'll get you started, that's for sure. But, or if you already have one, hey, you can get a lot of great accessories for yours.
We'll be broadcasting till noon today. We are at Brand Source. That's 700 Highway 62 East here. It's right across from Hobby Lobby. You'll see the KTLO Classic Kids in the boot car right out front. Broadcasting live, I'm Tim Tibbs.
A taste of the Ozarks, a touch of class. One of the South's finest restaurants. Gaston's on the White River offers a dining experience in an atmosphere casual enough for families and special enough for that romantic getaway. Enjoy a sumptuous dinner menu and unique chef-inspired weekend offerings. A breathtaking view of the lovely White River. A medley of antiques and photography that sparks memories and captures interest. It's not just a meal, it's an experience. Gaston's, simply the best there is. River Road, Lakeview.
New Jersey Nights, appearing at the King's Castle Theater. It's the all-new tribute to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. A full production featuring those classic harmonies and world-class dancers with favorites such as Sherry, Ragdoll, Walk Like a Man, and Big Girls Don't Cry, just to name a few. New Jersey Nights, appearing now at the King's Castle Theater. Call now for tickets, 888-462-7267, 888-462-7267.
It's back to school time. You need some A-plus styles, and Stage and Goodies have the best deals for miles. Stage and Goodies are your hometown stores for back to school savings. Right now, stock up with buy one, get one free on Carter's for Kids and buy one, get one 50% off athletic shoes for the family. Then treat yourself to something nice with 50% off on top of already reduced prices on shoes, handbags, and accessories. Hurry in now and save big on back to school. Stage and Goodies. What will new bring out in you? Stage and Goodies. Offer exclusions apply.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Oh, I'd be a nervous wreck if my daughter just got her license.
You know, Liberty Mutual actually helped me relax a little bit.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, with roadside assistance, Liberty Mutual is there to make sure she won't get stranded. Don't know what I'd do without it.
Sounds better than the alternative.
Which is?
Keeping her home until she's 30.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional 24-hour roadside assistance coverage. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.